Hey kid, what's up? Where's my daughter? I think she's at the mall with her friends. Probably at Banana Republic or Abercrombie and Fitch. When I was your age, I hung around Hot Topic. Who would have thought that I'd be raising someone so similar to my own mother? Anyway, come on in. Get out of the heat. Shoes off. Do you want anything? Water, lemonade? I got some liquid IV. No? What about a snack? I got some chips. I got some Costella cakes from Costco. I could put them out. All right, just hang tight. Take a sit on the couch. It's fine. So, how do you know my daughter? You guys take a class in college together? Which class? Poli Sci? No, it's just that's where I met her father. We took a Poli Sci class together. He sounded so smart and so philosophical, but he was just saying the unit. Where's my husband? He's currently picking up my daughter from the mall, so it's just you and me here for now. Who was that man that was just leaving? Oh, that was just a client. I give people tattoos in our garage. Really cheap. Well, I don't do anything big. Yeah, a tattoo artist without that doesn't work in a shop is called a scratcher. I used to work at a shop, but ever since we moved out here, I haven't applied, so I just give them in my garage. I don't do it very often, though. Would I give you a tattoo? No way. Can you imagine the look on my daughter's face when she sees that I tattooed you? I have a very distinct art style. She'd know instantly. Hey, wait a minute. Is that a piercing? Are your ears pierced? That wasn't there last week. Oh, you got these things from Amazon and thought you can pierce your own ears? Well, I admire the do-it-yourself attitude, but it looks like it's weeping. Come on, come here. What are you doing? Come on, let me see. No, come on. Come on. Let me see. Come on. Don't make me grab your face. Listen to me. Just let me look at your ears just to make sure it's not infected. Okay? All right. Good boy. Let me just grab your face. Look up at me. Let me look at your side. Okay, well, everything looks okay. Let me look at the other side. Okay. All right, well, everything seems all right. It's still a little weepy, but it doesn't look like an infection. You stay here, I'll come back. So, what I'm gonna do is I have these antiseptic wipes from my first aid kit. I'm just gonna wipe your ear down just for it to stay a little clean. Okay? All right. So, come over here. Yes, come over here. Well, if you're not gonna come to me, then I'll just come to you. Come on. Nope, I'm bigger than you. I'm heavier. Just give me your chin. There we go. All right, now I'm gonna tilt your head this way. Okay, now I'm just gonna wipe it down. There we go. There we go. Breathe through it. Good boy. All right, that part's clean. Turn your head. Let's do the other side. Now we're being obedient. There we go. Such a good boy. Yes, you are. Let me wipe this down. You're doing great. You're doing so good. Just breathe through it. Breathe. And we're done. There we go. All clean. So, I'm gonna give you a couple packs of antiseptic wipes, and you keep an eye on the piercings, okay? Oh, don't worry about it. I have a bunch of these. I gotta keep my clients clean somehow while I'm tearing up their skin with a needle. So, onto a new topic, because I've been dying to know. How long have you and my daughter been dating? What's with that face? Did I uncover a secret or something? It's not exactly a secret. My daughter's totally into you. Okay, that's not very long. What? You're planning on getting matching tattoos or something? Oh, you two haven't even held hands yet? And you've been together for that long? No, I'm not judging. It's just, I guess when I was her age, I was a little slut. No, really, the stories I have for you. Oh my goodness. No, because I back in college, I used to live across the street to a bunch of fraternities. So, you know, every night was a party. Well, I can't blame my daughter for taking it slowly, especially from all the stories I told her about me. Ah, God, I really am raising my own mother, aren't I? Well, that's the thing, kid. Consent is key. If she doesn't want to, you can't make her. Well, honestly, with that piercing, you gotta be careful having sex anyway. We don't want, you know, it getting snagged on clothing or getting it sweaty. Wait, are you telling me you're pent up because my daughter won't put out? Oh, you sound so needy. Oh, how can I resist a face like that? You're so cute. You know what? I'll help you. Yeah. My husband won't be home for a while. Knowing him, he's probably distracted by the men's warehouse picking out a new tie or some shit like that. Okay. Yeah. Just stand up from the couch for a little bit. Let me get comfortable. Okay. So I'm gonna lay on my back here. Okay. Come here. There we go. Just rest your head on my chest. Yeah, I'm not wearing a bra, but you already knew that, didn't you? Yeah, it's okay. It's okay to bury your face in there. I'm very plush. There we go. Do you like it when I stroke your head? Yeah? You've been such a good boy today. When I was cleaning your ear, you were so brave. Yes, you were. Oh, you're humping my leg. You really are pent up, aren't you? No, it's okay. Let me just kiss your little head here. So cute. You feel that? That's my hand going lower and lower on your stomach. And now it's gonna slip under your waistband. There we go. Ooh, did you just make a noise? I liked that. I wonder what other noises you could make. You're doing so well. That's it. And there we go. Whoa, you are really hard. I feel you throbbing in my hand. It's okay. Just let me take care of you. Yeah. Let mommy take care of you. Mm-hmm. Do you feel good? Yeah, does that feel good? Tell me how good it feels. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I'll keep going, yeah. Oh, you're such a good boy. Mm-hmm. So good for mommy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want me to stroke it a little faster? Okay, I could do that for you. You poor thing. You had to walk around doing your piercings by yourself. Didn't even know it was weeping. It's okay. Mommy cleaned you up real nice. You feel that, baby? I'm going a little bit faster. Cock feels so good in my hand. Almost like it's meant to be there, right? You know what? Anytime you're pent up, just come find me, okay? And we can have the special cuddle time all over again. My daughter doesn't have to know. My husband doesn't have to know. This could be our little secret. Oh, did you just moan? That was really, really cute. Come on. Come on, make more moans for me. That's it. That's it. Oh, you like it when my hand moves faster on it, don't you? Let me just move my hand around the tip. Oh, there's so much pre-cum spreading around. Such a good boy. You're doing so good. You're about to come, baby? Yeah? Come on. Grab my hand. Show me how to do it. Show me how to do it. Yeah. Up and down. Up and down. Go slow, slow. I want to savor this. I want to savor this. Not too fast. Up, down, up, down. Oh, good boy. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Not yet. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Good boy. We can go a little faster. Up, down, 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 up, down. Yeah, up, down. Such a good boy. Yeah. Yeah, you're close. I can feel you throbbing in my hand. You're really close, aren't you? It's okay. You can come in my hand. You can come in mommy's hand. It's okay. Come on. You can come. You can come. You can come. There we go. There we go. Who's my good boy? There. Whoa, it's a lot. Ooh, look at that. That's all you, buddy. Let me just, tangy. Okay, I'll clean myself up and we'll act like this never happened. But whenever you feel pent up again, you can come to me. Like I said, my husband doesn't need to know. My daughter doesn't need to know. It can be our little secret. Okay? Good. good boy.